President Biden is calling on New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo to step down tonight.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time here.
The president was speaking with CNN's Caitlin Collins during an event on COVID vaccines this afternoon. A team of independent investigators looking into allegations of sexual harassment and assault against Cuomo released its findings, indicating the governor harassed and inappropriately touched former and current state employees. Reacting to the investigation's findings, Cuomo condemns his critics and political opponents he claims are taking advantage of the allegations.
For those who are using this moment to score political points or seek publicity or personal gain, I say they actually discredit the legitimate sexual harassment victims that the law was designed to protect.
And the governor is still under investigation for his administration covering up the true number of COVID deaths in nursing homes as a result of his executive order forcing nursing homes to accept COVID-positive patients. Dimitri talked about this with J. Miles Coleman, associate editor at Sabato's Crystal Ball from the UVA Center for Politics.
I think in the case of Cuomo, it's just so damning. I mean, we have pictures of him. You know, some state legislators have already introduced articles of impeachment against him. And I think really with these types of Me Too-ish scandals, the left and really the Democrats have less of a tolerance of it. We saw that a bit with Al Franken being forced out. If you looked at Cuomo's response, it was almost Trumpian. Oh, that wasn't me. You know, it's not how it seems. We at the Crystal Ball, we go around the country and we rate all these races for governor and Senate and Congress and what have you. Earlier this year, we put out a rating for this race, the New York governor's race, and we rated it as likely Democratic. And we got a lot of people saying, oh, likely, you know, it's a safe state, you know. Well, but there are these issues with Cuomo, and sure enough, it bubbled up again. It would probably be in the best interest of the Democratic Party if he steps aside. His Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul is a Democrat as well, so there's no real risk of them losing the governorship if he steps aside. But at the same time, Cuomo is not exactly known for having the smallest ego.
Well, let's shift to Virginia, where we, of course, have Terry McAuliffe, who wants his old job back as the Democratic nominee, and Glenn Youngkin, the Republican newcomer. What do you make of the fact that Youngkin does not seem interested in debating McAuliffe?
Really, within these past few weeks, it's been somewhat of a tough stretch for Youngkin. Not to say that McAuliffe has had a perfect time either, but you have stuff coming out like, okay, there was reports saying for Youngkin, oh, well, I can't really take a stance on abortion because that's going to alienate certain voters. You have the endorsement of Trump, who is basically saying that the Republicans have a very good chance with Youngkin. Youngkin's job is to make the case why we need a change. And you would think that the debate may be a good venue for that, but he's obviously made the calculation that it's not. If Youngkin had gone forward with the debate, he would open himself up to the risk of letting maybe McAuliffe show off his familiarity with the levers of government, and that would feed into one of the things that McAuliffe is running on is his experience. But still, it is a bit of an odd move.
Is Youngkin's vast wealth playing into this race? I know some Democrats were fearful of that the guy can just spend unlimited money if he wants.
It definitely helps in getting his message out. I can tell you here in Charlottesville, during the whole course of this campaign, the only person I've got a mailer from is Youngkin. And I think that shows, you know, he can maybe leverage his wealth to reach more voters. However, I do also think it plays into the McAuliffe's campaign strategy in that, oh my God, I'm being outspent. If you don't give to me, we're going to lose this. This rhetoric that the sky is falling and if we don't keep up, we're going to lose. So I think that helps him.
On Skype, that's J. Miles Coleman, associate editor at Sabato's Crystal Ball from the UVA Center for Politics.